Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Graduating high school and preparing for college can be stressful for any student, but for the ones who also face financial or socioeconomic hardships, it can be an overwhelming challenge. On Neighbors in Action this week, we're looking at an organization that partners with motivated students to meet the challenge together. Upward Bound is a federally funded educational program that provides academic enrichment to disadvantaged high schoolers. Joining us today is the director of Upward Bound at Michigan State University, Glenda Hammond, and Deborah Thornton, a former Upward Bound student. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Glenda, what qualifies a student for the Upward Bound program?
Well, two-thirds of our population must be both low-income and first-generation. And then we do look at those students who have the potential to succeed. And it doesn't mean that they are in the top 10% of their class. But as we look at their transcripts, their test scores, and teacher recommendations, we can determine that this student has the potential to succeed but needs the kind of support that Upward Bound offers.
And that's the other third? That's the other one-third?
That's the two-thirds.
That's the two-thirds.
Right. The one-third can be either first, they all are first-generation, but either first-generation or low-income or persons with a disability.
And what specifically do students receive assistance with once they're accepted?
Once they're accepted, and I should first say that the success of Upward Bound is based on our holistic approach. Mm. So students will receive academic enrichment, cultural enrichment, social and personal development, academic advising, curriculum advising, and counseling. And then, of course, along with some other services that we offer, we give them a campus living experience every year that they're in the program. They also get a chance to travel on what we call major study trips to different parts of the country because most of our students have not actually been out of Michigan.
That's a rich variety of services
yes,
you offer here.
Yes.
Deborah, I've got to talk to you about your experience. What was the process of applying to Upward Bound like for you?
What was the process?
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably answer more than what you just asked. But,
well, that's fine.
Okay. One of the things that I remember applying, and I did not get accepted in the program at ninth grade, and usually it's ninth grade when you start off. But I did apply because I was aware of the Upward Bound program and the services and so forth that was available.
Mm-hmm.
I applied, but I was on the waiting list. And so it was just a matter of waiting to see if I would be a part of it. One of the things, so it was just that process of waiting. One of the things I found out later, and probably, well, Glenda could elaborate a little bit more, I was on the waiting list. I was not the first on the waiting list. I probably was closest in the bottom of the list because of, you know, students wanting to be a part of it. But I just would frequently call Ms. Hammond and just ask, you know, any status. There was no openings and so forth. And I'm not sure exactly how long I waited, but I did wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did contact me to tell me that there was a availability. And at that point, I was invited and I was excited to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. What made Deborah qualified for the program, Glenda?
Well, she is from a first-generation low-income family.
Okay.
She was not accepted initially because her GPA did not show that she had the potential.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like what she wrote in her student profile. They do have to write an essay. So I put her on the waiting list. And then Deborah's persistence is what helped her to get into the program, because in my mind, I was saying, well, I don't want to say no completely,
mm-hmm.
But I'm going to put her on the waiting list I told her to call back in a couple of weeks. She called back exactly when I told her to. Mm. And then when I said call back in another couple of weeks, she called back exactly when I told her to. Finally,
a good sign.
Finally, I said, this student is really motivated. I can't lose.
I'm reminded of Woody Allen's line, half of life is just showing up. You know, just call back when we ask you to call back and you're halfway there. We're speaking with the director of Upward Bound at MSU, Glenda Hammond, and Deborah Thornton, a former Upward Bound student. Where did you attend high school?
J.W. Sexton High School.
Sexton High School. Mm-hmm. You're a local
yes.
Young woman.
Class of 85.
So after you got into Upward Bound, you attended college?
Yes. The audience can't see this, but I just, it just brings tears to my eyes because of the potential and Glenda taking a chance on me. Bear with me.
Yeah.
But again, I they helped direct me. They saw the potential. They believed in me even before I completely believed in myself. So
understood.
I am here today because of Glenda, the Upward Bound program, the guidance, the spark to go to college, to think about college, to go beyond high school. They really did instill that, impart that. And I'm so ever appreciative for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that the potential that and just the direction that Glenda has guided me to where I am at today, even the young people that I work with currently, is to help them and to be that motivation and to stick with young people regardless of where they're status may be on paper.
Where they're coming from.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have to ask. I mean, Glenda's talked about this holistic approach and the wide variety of kind of input and services that they offer. Have you ever isolated one or two that really made the most impact on you, or is it really a combination of all?
I would say it's a combination
things.
Of all. You need all of it in order to go forth and develop and grow. So it's a holistic approach, which the holistic approach works. And that's what I needed and other young people need, looking at it from a holistic. Every part is important and equally valuable.
You must feel tremendous hearing this. I mean, there must be other stories like Deborah's here.
Oh, yes.
A rewarding job that you have. What do you do now, Deborah?
I have been at Michigan State University for 24 years. I work as the lead academic coordinator in the East Engagement Advising Office. I work with primarily freshmen and sophomore students, helping them from career exploration to course selection, transitioning from high school to college. I coordinate the academic orientation program for our no preference students. You know, assist students with major changes, any type of administrative responsibility. Our office and what I do is help facilitate that for incoming students.
And you graduated
from MSU. And I graduated from MSU.
Okay, so this has just been a...
I graduated from MSU in 1990. I did an internship in the Lansing School District, and I was able to work with young children, similar program that were low income targeted students, just to help them get the skills that they needed in reading and math. And then from there, I got a position as a learning specialist in the athletic department. So I worked with student athletes from April 1991 through September 1997. So 6.5 years, and then I've been in the current unit that I'm in, the Undergraduate University Division, now is the Neighborhood Student Success Collaborative. I've been there since 1997, working with all students. So I have an opportunity and to help young people wherever stage that they're at to develop, and largely how Glenda helped me.
You're paying it forward.
Yes. I'm able to do that now to all students.
Yeah. Deborah Thornton is a former Upward Bound student. We're also talking with the director of Upward Bound at Michigan State University, Glenda Hammond. Glenda, I understand you've just started recruiting 9th and 10th graders for the year. What do you do to recruit them?
Well, because we are a federally funded program, we are required to make sure that the Lansing area, and this is our target area. We serve the three Lansing area high schools. So we are required to make sure that the entire Lansing community knows that we are recruiting. So we will, of course, this is a great opportunity here to let the community know that we are recruiting. We will go to the community centers, the churches, and the newspapers to let the community know that we are recruiting. We have contact counselors at the high schools, and we start working with them. We've already started working with them to advertise in the schools that we are recruiting students.
And what do the numbers show in terms of how successful Upward Bound at MSU has been at helping students graduate high school, let's say? Do the numbers back you up? The numbers really validate the mission here?
I would say that 95% and upwards of our students actually graduate from high school and are enrolled.
How many go to college?
And actually enroll in college.
95% graduate and end up enrolling for college. How about
that? On average, yes. And we're talking 49 years.
Hmm. Wow. What an impact. What opportunities do you have for volunteers? Because this is Neighbors in Action. This is about volunteers.
I'm really happy that you asked that question because I didn't get to some of the other services. We have a mentoring program for our students, and mentoring is very important to our students. So college students and professionals can actually assist us in mentoring our students and providing them with information about college, about different careers, and so on. So mentoring is something that we are trying to encourage the professional community and the college community to engage in with the Upward Bound students. Community service also is a requirement of our students because, as Deborah said, it's important to give back. So all of our students have to engage in community service 3 hours a week, 3 hours a month, excuse me. They're required to go out into the community and provide a service, of course, that they are not getting paid for or getting credit for. And so we help them to look at places like the Foster Community Center, Southside Coalition, Crystal Ray, the Advent House, different places like that where they can go into their own communities and give back starting right now.
Mm. We've been speaking with the director of Upward Bound at MSU, Glenda Hammond, along with Deborah Thornton, a former Upward Bound student. Glenda, Deborah, thank you for being here. Continued success.
Thank you, Mark.
Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us @KARCurrentState and tell us a little about why you think they should be featured.